How do I buck on about all this? You don't mind, do you? He's putting up for Zizi, you know. Is Zizi really a duke, too? I shouldn't wonder. Greek, you know, rotten painter. I rather like the Count. Where'd you go with him?
Oh, everywhere. He just brought me here now. Offered me $10,000 to go to Biarritz with him.
How much is that in pounds? Around 2,000. It's a lot of money. I told him I couldn't do it. He was awfully nice about it. Told him I knew too many people in Biarritz. Brett laughed. I say, you are slow on the uptake, she said. I had only sipped my brandy and soda. I took a long drink. That's better.
Very funny, Brett said. Then he wanted me to go to Cannes with him. Told him I knew too many people in Cannes, Monte Carlo. Told him I knew too many people in Monte Carlo. Told him I knew too many people everywhere. Quite true, too. So I asked him to bring me here.
She looked at me, her hand on the table, her glass raised. Don't look like that, she said. Told him I was in love with you. True, too. Don't look like that. He was damn nice about it. Wants to drive us out to dinner tomorrow night. Like to go?
Why not?
I'd better go now.
Why?
Just wanted to see you. Damn silly idea. Want to get dressed and come down? He's got the car just up the street.
A Count?
Himself and a chauffeur in livery going to drive me around and have breakfast in the Bois. Hampers. Got it all at Zelly's. Dozen bottles of Mums. Tempt you?
I have to work in the morning, I said. I'm too far behind you now to catch up and be any fun.
Don't be an ass.
Can't do it.
Right. Send him a tender message?
Anything, absolutely.
Good night, darling.
Don't be sentimental.
You make me ill.
We kissed good night, and Brett shivered.
I'd better go, she said. Good night, darling.
You don't have to go.
Yes.
We kissed again on the stairs, and as I called for the cordon, the concierge muttered something behind her door. I went back upstairs and from the open window watched Brett walking up the street to the big limousine drawn up to the curb under the arc light. She got in and it started off. I turned around. On the table was an empty glass and a glass half full of brandy and soda. I took them both out to the kitchen and poured the half-full glass down the sink. I turned off the gas in the dining room, kicked off my slippers sitting on the bed, and got into bed. This was Brett, that I had felt like crying about. Then I thought of her, walking up the street and stepping into the car, as I had last seen her, and of course in a little while I felt like hell again. It is awfully easy to be hard-boiled about everything in the daytime. But at night, it is another thing.